Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 10th of September 2024. Today's topic is Humiliation of the Haughty. Our text today is taken from Isaiah chapter 3 verses 14 through 26. Verse 14. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people, and the princes thereof. For ye have eaten up the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. What mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces, and grind the faces of the poor? Saith the Lord God of hosts. Moreover the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet. Therefore the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. Verse 18. In that day the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet, and their cauls, and their round tires like the moon, the chains, and the bracelets, and the mufflers, the bonnets, and the ornaments of the legs, and the headbands, and the tablets, and the earrings, the rings, and nose jewels. Verse 22. The changeable suits of apparel, and the mantles, and the wimples, and the crisping pins, the glasses, and the fine linen, and the hoods, and the veils. And it shall come to pass, that instead of sweet smell there shall be stink, and instead of a girdle a rent, and instead of well-set hair baldness, and instead of a stomacher a girding of sackcloth, and burning instead of beauty. Thy men shall fall by the sword, and thy mighty in the war. Verse 26. And her gates shall lament and mourn, and she being desolate shall sit upon the ground. Our memory verse today is taken from Isaiah chapter 3 verses 16 and 17. Moreover the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet, therefore the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion. A haughty person is one who is proud of himself or herself. Many youths are guilty of pride, because they fail to recognize God as the giver of all things and to him alone all glories must return. Pride is dangerous to your spiritual well-being, as God hates pride. Saint Augustine was correct when he affirmed that it was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. Pride caused the devil the opportunity of living eternally with God after he revolted against the authority of God in heaven. Young people of nowadays demonstrate pride because of their beauty or handsomeness, wares, education, family wealth and position in the society. Pride cost the devil and the fallen angels the kingdom of God and would likewise cost those who still indulge it. God frowns at pride among his children because all are equal before God and no one should look down on others. His judgment awaits every single soul, whether rich or poor, and educated or uneducated. If you fail to kill pride now, it will kill you later. Quote for the day. Kill pride now. The challenge for today is pride is dangerous. Prayer. Father, take the haughty attitude away from me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.